This morning on WCHL.
I didn't write any papers.
I felt like that in several ways my integrity was being attacked.
Rashad McCants speaks out, Roy Williams responds, and we continue to wait for Weinstein. Budget decisions will be made across the state this week, which has educators and administrators very anxious.
I want to encourage you all to continue to do what you've done before in terms of supporting public education and also to be as creative as you can in thinking outside the box.
And the town spoke and the county listened. Recycling plans in Orange County started in one direction last week and ended in a completely different direction. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor traffic and weather report and WCHL Championship Sports. And
the who, what, and why of the Rashad McCants brouhaha.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, we have 67 degrees and the beginning of a rather muggy day. It's wet out there, a lot of rain overnight. We have a slight chance of rain later on in the day, particularly this afternoon. Our high today, about 88 degrees. All that's left from the weekend's back-and-forth accounts of the academic scandal at UNC with an alleged connection to the basketball program is a he said debate moderated by ESPN. On Friday, former UNC basketball star Rashad McCants told ESPN that tutors wrote papers for him. He remained eligible only because of phony paper classes, and his coaches, including Roy Williams, were fully aware what was going on. He made those comments and more on ESPN's Outside the Lines.
I didn't write any papers. But I know that the tutors did help guys write papers. But for some of the premier players, we didn't write our papers. When it was time to turn in our papers for our paper classes, we would get a call from our tutors. We would all pack up in one big car or two or three cars, carpool over to the tutor's house and basically get our papers and go about our business.
How much do you think Roy Williams knew about the paper class system?
I think he knew 100%.
Why do you say that?
Because it's hard for anybody not to know about the fact that we're taking African-American study courses and we don't have to go to class. I think that's very obvious, especially when, you know, he has his coaches checking our classes and checking our schedules and checking our grades. It was something that was part of the program.
Before the weekend began, 16 of McCants' former teammates from the 2005 National Championship UNC men's basketball team issued a statement to the Associated Press regarding McCants' comments. It read, "We are proud of our accomplishments both on and off the floor at UNC. With conviction, each one of us is proud to say that we attended class and did our own academic work. We want to thank our advisors and counselors who supported us while also maintaining the integrity of the institution. We also want to make it clear that Coach Roy Williams and his staff operated with a highest level of ethics and integrity within their respective roles. We are forever grateful for the lessons we learned on the court, in the classroom, and during our time in Chapel Hill." In light of the comments made by Rashad on ESPN Outside the Lines, we want to state that our personal academic experiences are not consistent with Rashad's claims. We know that Coach Williams did not have any knowledge of any academic impropriety, and further, that Coach Williams would not have tried to manipulate a player's schedule. Rashad will always be our teammate, and we wish him well on all of his future endeavors. Signed by Charlie Everett, Raymond Felton, Brooks Foster, Damian Grant, Jesse Holly, C.J. Hooker, Jackie Manuel, Sean May, Wes Miller, David Noel, Byron Sanders, Melvin Scott, Rayshon Terry, Quentin Thomas, Jawad Williams, Marvin Williams. Less than 24 hours after Outside the Lines aired, UNC men's basketball head coach Roy Williams responded in an interview with Jay Billis on ESPN.
What was your initial reaction to Rashad McCants' allegations?
Oh, almost shock, a little disbelief. And again, I felt like that in several ways my integrity was being attacked, and that bothered me. I'm human.
Rashad McCants alleged that tutors wrote papers for him. Your response to that?
I have no idea. I don't sit in the classroom. I don't turn in their papers. But I find that impossible for me to believe.
Rashad McCants alleged that after failing two courses, one in math, one in psychology, that he had a meeting with you in your office regarding his academic performance. Do you recall such a meeting?
I do not recall such a meeting. If a player did poorly, I would think that I would have a meeting. If a player did great, I would say great job. But one thing that was said that I had told him something about swapping out a course. I don't have any idea what swapping out would be. That's not in my vocabulary.
If Rashad McCants were sitting opposite you right now, what do you think he would say?
I have no idea. I know one of them would eventually be why, but I don't have any idea, Jay. It's been a tough time.
In just a few minutes, we'll speak with UNC School of Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle. We invited UNC's Vice Chancellor for Communication, Joel Curran, to the conversation as well. He issued the following statement. At this time, we think it is best to allow Ken Weinstein to continue his work without the university creating a concurrent review of every claim that arises. Once Mr. Weinstein has completed his work and makes that public, we will be very interested in sharing our plans for moving forward. Rand Northam joins me in the studio now on WCHL, and here is Rand with Charlie Tuggle, UNC School of Journalism professor.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Charlie, for joining us this Monday morning. I want to mention as well that we did invite, or attempted to invite, Hodding Carter, a former president of the Knight Foundation, to this conversation, but we're not able to get in touch with him. Tried to get a panel together this morning. But, Charlie, we're certainly glad to have you on this conversation. Now, we've had some time to kind of think it over. We've heard the comments again, both by Rashad McCants as well as Roy Williams, and the statement released by UNC former basketball players of the 2005 National Championship team. Give us your take on what we know from Rashad McCants' comments, Roy Williams' follow-up, at least the parts that ESPN wanted us to hear, because we are, as I mentioned last hour, we are victim to the ESPN editing as well. But we believe that we at least heard the headlines of those interviews. Did we learn anything new this weekend?
Well, sure we did. It's the first time that a specific coach has been mentioned as being part of the scandal. You know, can we know that Rashad is telling the truth with what we just by what he said? No. Can we know that Coach Williams knew absolutely nothing of any improprieties? We can't tell one way or the other. But the thing that I keep coming back to, Rand, that no one has tried to deny is the video of the transcript that ESPN showed. You know, I've dealt with a lot of transcripts in my time, and some of them have been unofficial. You have an unofficial transcript for a while you're waiting for the official transcript to arrive. And when they have arrived, they've always looked exactly like the unofficial transcript, except for the word official on them. And no one has said, well, that was a contrived transcript. Somebody made that up. One of the Carolina haters put that on the Internet. It's not true. So I keep coming back to the transcript. Regardless of what Rashad said, regardless of what Coach Williams said, what does this transcript show?
Right now, we, and by we, I guess those who have been following this story, know, and certainly those who have been following it have heard bits and pieces of there is knowledge that classes, certain classes are known, which were not fake classes, but the paper classes and the lecture classes that were turned into independent study classes. So if UNC were to officially release that transcript to the News and Observer, to us, to all of us so that we can see, we'll at least be able to see exactly how many classes of his, Rashad McCants, were false. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, there's that. You know, and again, if this unofficial transcript is to be believed, Rashad McCants took 18 AFAM courses. He was only here 3 years. All right, so that's a lot of courses in one particular area of study in 3 years. In the School of Journalism, perhaps it's different in other areas of the university, but there's a limit on how many classes you can take within your major area of study. And during this time period, the time period in question, it was 40 hours. A student could not take more than 40 hours. And it shows, this unofficial transcript shows that McCants took 54, and he wasn't even a senior. So there are just so many curious things about this. And I would call not only for the Rashawn McCants transcript, but all football and men's basketball and women's basketball get lumped into this sometimes too. Not all the university just says, here they are, because you have to ask the student. You have to have the permission of the student for it to be released. Okay, so if these 11 players were there with Coach Williams during the interview and they want to show support and they want to help the university get past this, release your transcripts. Let's see all of your transcripts, and we can determine once and for all who was taking these classes, and they've been shown by the Martin Report not to be independent study classes. They were classes that were listed as lecture classes that never met. All right, so this is a red herring. Independent study classes are fine. Well, yeah, they are, but what's described in the Martin Report is not an independent study class. So, okay, former athletes, if you want to help clear this up, release your transcripts.
This is Rand Northam, along with Ron Stutz, speaking with UNC School of Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle. Speaking of transparency, UNC says that it has admitted wrongdoing and has fixed what was wrong. Some folks are saying that not all has been admitted and not enough has been done, and I believe that is why we're having this conversation right now. Of course, the African and Afro-American Studies Department Chair, Julius Nangoro, the only chair that department ever had, Julius Nangoro is no longer at the university and now faces some charges for really only one class that he took money for that he did not actually teach. That is the charge that he is facing. African and Afro-American studies problems were uncovered. Of course, the Martin Report told a lot of that, dating back to 1997, that there were problems in that department. And the African and Afro-American Studies Department, for what it's worth, the university changed the name to African, African-American, and Diaspora Studies. So do you believe that, this is the conversation that we're having now. Has enough been done by the university? Has the university admitted enough wrongdoings have enough changes been made? I believe that is really the basic question that we're looking at right now.
Well, I think the key for me, Rand, is even if we have made, and I do believe we made some changes, particularly in admissions. I feel very confident that admissions is taking a much harder look at student athletes, particularly those in the revenue sports. So have we made some changes? Yes. Have those changes been adequate? Certainly not adequate enough to change public perception. And that, for me, is the key to the whole thing. What does the public perceive is the case? Trying to scan through all the various articles and even comment boards and what have you, up popped something from Sports Nation. Do you think what Rashawn McCants said is accurate? 45% completely accurate, 43% some truth to what he's saying. That's nearly 90%. Now, of the 5,500 people who responded, could many of them be Carolina haters? Maybe. Possibly. Not likely. So certainly public perception is that things have not changed much, if at all. And if they have changed, we still haven't addressed what went on before. And again, that's an important part of the story. Yes, you're making changes, and again, I do believe that the university has made some important changes, but has the university addressed what happened in the past? Certainly not to a degree that would satisfy the general public.
Rashad McCants said that Roy Williams should have known what was going on because his coaches were taking care of the classes or taking care of the situations that he explained were happening. And he said, how couldn't he have known? This reminds me kind of the national debate about, especially in football, where agents are involved. Of course, UNC fell victim to that as well with agents coming in and that conversation on the UNC football team. And blaming the head coach, Butch Davis was blamed for this. How could he have not known that agents were involved with all of this? This is a time where college basketball, college athletics, revenue sports especially, there's so much going on. The coach has to go to so many different places. And I'm sure he relies a lot on his assistant coaches, his associate head coaches, his massive coaching staff to do a lot of the major work in the program. Do you think that we are at a point in time where a coach can know about everything that's going on, can monitor all the classes that these players are taking, can monitor the grades, if nothing else, of these players as well? Or is it a matter of trusting the assistant coaches to let them know if there is some kind of abnormality sticking out?
Well, certainly. It's possible that as Coach Williams claims, that he knew nothing about this. I certainly think that's possible. And again, you know, he's at a golf tournament, you know, making nice with donors and people who support the program. That's an important part of the job of a head coach. And he would have to delegate some of this to other people. So the point is, let's assume he didn't know. Well, why didn't he know? Somebody knew. These players don't congregate in these classes just by chance. Someone is directing them into these classes. Why did that someone not tell Coach Williams or any other coach? It's beyond the realm of, I can't imagine that no one knew. That one day Julius Nangoro woke up and said, you know what, I'm going to start offering classes that the only requirement is that they write a paper. And 75% of the students who start showing up for those classes are athletes. That just, you know, who would believe that? So you're really, you know, on this whole story, you're kind of, you don't really know what to believe, except that. And I always go back to the hard evidence. He said this. Yeah, but he said that. Okay, fine. That kind of washes out in my mind. What does the hard evidence say? Well, the hard evidence says that players, student athletes, in the great majority, were taking these classes that have already been shown by the Martin Report to have been bogus or aberrant, as the Martin Report put it, aberrant classes. So that we know, that student athletes were the preponderance of attendees in these classes. And we know that athletes are, their time is closely monitored by someone. And if, you know, again, if Rashad McCants winds up taking 18 classes in FM, he's getting really bad academic advising because some of those classes aren't even going to count towards graduation because it goes beyond the limit of what he can take in that particular area of study. So could it be that Coach Williams didn't know? Yes, it could be. Could it be that no one knew? I find that pretty much in Coach Williams' words, impossible for me to believe.
We're speaking with UNC School of Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle, who's been following the UNC academic scandal closely. It's 7:25. This is WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz, and once again, here is WCHL News and Sports Director Rand Northam.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. And I've got two more questions for you here, Charlie. And the first of which is UNC has been very quiet lately. It seems that at the beginning of this, I mean, we're talking back to 2010, 2011, there was a lot of conversation had, and I believe that UNC was scrutinized for as much conversation as was had about just all of this, going back to the football program even. It says now, as we heard the comment or the statement from UNC's Vice Chancellor for Communication, Joel Curran, that it doesn't want to comment further, that is the university, until Ken Weinstein finishes his investigation. And this is an in-depth investigation in which the UNC said, go where the evidence will lead you. Do you think it's fair, smart, and or a right thing, the right thing, for the university to do so at this point?
Okay, so this has been labeled an academic scandal, right, by the Martin Report and through other reporting, an academic scandal. Why is it that only people in the athletics department are responding to the McCants allegations? Of course, Roy Williams should respond. McCants named him. All right, so obviously and absolutely, he should have responded. But should he have been the only person, other than a brief statement from the athletics director, Bubba Cunningham, should Coach Williams be the only person to respond to something that has been labeled an academic scandal? Why has the university decided to clam up? I believe it's a decision made at the highest reaches of our administration. I don't think it's a very good idea. I think any time you are quiet about something of this magnitude, again, what is the public perception? Why are you being quiet? Because you have something to hide. Is that reality? I don't know. Is it the perception? Without a doubt, that is the perception. So if we are in a big-time hole, and we're not doing anything on the South Building side of things, South Building being the main administration building, to try to get out of it. And that is from the standpoint of an academic, someone who teaches. Why are we taking this approach? This makes no sense whatsoever. And we're getting hammered time after time after time, and in terms of the Weinstein report, how long does it take? You know, how long are there no efforts or are there no provisions for the university to be getting updates from Weinstein as things are uncovered? Or are we waiting for just one big report at the end? We don't even know that. So yes, the long answer to your question is I think it's a very curious approach to the public relations aspect of this story.
Charlie, in regards to people speaking up, I have a question that really reflects the opinion of a lot of people who've asked me the same thing. Dr. Julius Nangoro, the head of that program, why is he in the wind? Why can't anybody, he's not said one word about any of this during all of this time. Why is it not possible for someone to get him to get pinned down and get him to at least make a statement on this situation?
Well, that's a good question, Ron, but I will say that he's under indictment, and by the laws of our country, he has the right to refuse comment and not to incriminate himself. Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which I believe strongly in. So that maybe he is talking to Weinstein. Maybe Weinstein is looking at all of these transcripts. Maybe. That's part of the problem. Nobody really knows, which gives rise to rampant speculation, and that's part of the problem, because the university hasn't said anything of late, and by public opinion has not done enough to explain what happened during this period of time. That's all people are left with, is speculation. So, again, I try not to do the he said situation. So, in my mind, I have watched out Roy Williams' comments and Rashad McCants' comments and looked only at what is on paper. And what's on paper, his transcript, shows that there were some definite issues with his academic progress at UNC.
Charlie, some people are saying that taking down national championship banners would make them happy, would in some way, somehow solve this situation. I don't think that that's necessarily all that they're saying, but a lot of people are harping on that fact, and there's even a recent book that has that fact written in it. Do you think that taking down national championship banners in the Dean Smith Center would make people happy?
Oh, sure it would. Yeah, it would make the haters very happy. But would that solve the problem? The problem, Rand, goes way beyond UNC. You know, I've covered sports for the better part of 3.5 decades. I have seen stories like this again and again and again. So it's a societal problem. It's a systemic problem that we coddle athletes. We allow them to bend the rules and break the rules and do nothing about it. So on a national scale, we're getting what we wanted. What we wanted was, you know, championships and wins, and in some cases, at all costs. And it, again, it goes so far beyond UNC. But the disappointment for me is that UNC has the opportunity to start changes that take hold on a national scale. Are we doing that? Certainly the public thinks not.
Charlie Tuggle, we thank you, as always, for joining us in this conversation. It is an ongoing conversation and will be, at the very least, until the end of the summer. That is the report that we're getting now, when Ken Weinstein will be concluding his investigation. He says he wants to have it done before the start of the academic school year. I will be maybe not surprised if it's done by then, but there is a lot that he's investigating, and I'm sure he has a lot to put together. So I hope in no way that he rushes the situation, but of course we're all looking for answers. I'm sure you're one of those people who are who's very interested in the answers, but always for your insight, we are very grateful.
Sure. I very much would like to see Weinstein's report, but in the meantime, I don't think the answer is stick our heads in the ground and somebody please tell us when it's over.
Ron?
Well, it's an interesting conversation, of course. We continue to have these conversations. We'll continue to have them all summer long, apparently, and perhaps longer than that. But, you know, the one thing I think that we should all keep in mind is that all of those, you know, Charlie mentioned the haters, people who are not supportive of the University of North Carolina, all over the country right now, all over the, probably in the ACC, this region of the country, all over the nation, there are universities saying, phew, they're still on UNC. They're not investigating us, you know. I can't believe that this is the only place that this kind of thing is alleged to have happened.
Sure, sure. And there are, I know that there are conversations elsewhere that are being taken, that are taking place, but you're right. UNC is getting the brunt of that, and Charlie raises a great point that UNC could really shift the focus and shift the tide right now to take the lead in making these changes happen. And maybe that's what will take place after Ken Weinstein does this investigation. There have been a number of investigations, both internal and external, about UNC and the academic scandal. And right now that opportunity is there for UNC, and it'll be very interesting to see if it takes it.
It's frustrating for everybody to have to wait so long, that's for sure. Charlie Tuggle, again, thank you very much for being with us. Charlie Tuggle has been following this situation very closely. He's covered sports in a lot of different capacities throughout his career and has continued while during his career as an educator, a well-respected educator at Carolina, and has turned out many great journalism students over the years, for sure.
I do want to give a little plug as well that he is the host of Sports Focus that mm-hmm. airs here on WCHL on our weekend programming, and he talks about the issues that are the biggest issues in the nation. I know he talked a lot about safety in college football and in the high school level as well, talking a lot about concussions. And that's a huge topic nationwide, and brain damage because of concussions. And obviously things like this, the academic scandal and the benefits of athletes in the revenue sports as well, is a huge conversation. So we're very grateful for him to share his insight and all of his contacts that he has nationwide to discuss the big issues. So that can be heard on our airwaves here here on WCHL on the weekends.
Again, to kind of wrap this up, Rand mentioned earlier that we attempted to invite Hodding Carter to be a part of this discussion. And also, we invited UNC's Vice Chancellor for Communication, Joel Curran, to the conversation. He issued a statement that said, at this time, we think it is best to allow Ken Weinstein to continue his work without the university creating a concurrent review of every claim that arises. Once Mr. Weinstein has completed his work and makes that public, we will be very interested in sharing our plans for moving forward. That is a quote. So that's where we are right now. You will continue to hear the he said on not only here on WCHL, but all over the country, certainly.
That's right.
On ESPN, they'll be releasing more of this, I guess. And, you know, as, just keep in mind that what you have heard from ESPN so far has been what they have chosen to release. So
exactly, that's a good point. And it sounds as though we got the headlines, though. We certainly got you know, a true response from Roy Williams as far as the Rashad McCants allegations. Mm-hmm. And Rashad McCants outside the lines interview was very in-depth as well, and we got some big points from him. So I'm sure we heard the big points from ESPN, but as always, we are a victim to the editing, just as everyone listening to us are victim to editing as well. And but we try to certainly share the biggest points that we can.
Although we should say right now that we are live, of course.
Yeah, of course we are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is 7:37 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. He's Rand Northam. Our thanks again to Charlie Tuggle. And we're going to get back on a regular schedule coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. We do have some very important news stories to tell you about this morning. And we'll get to your traffic and weather together coming up in just a moment. We also have today's commentary from Steve Deere coming up in just a few.
This month, we are celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise dad with a high-performance Yeti cooler or maybe a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses? Or outfit that hard-working graduate with a pair of Chaco sandals, allowing them to pound pavement, trails, and waves in comfort and style. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Flavor and freshness go hand in hand. That's why Jersey Mike's fresh slices each and every sub to order. Never pre-sliced or pre-packaged, Jersey Mike's subs are made the authentic way, sliced right in front of you and piled high with fresh toppings. You'll taste the freshness and flavor. Be your healthiest you by choosing Jersey Mike's subs for lunch or dinner. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergens Top Notch Automotive. It's 50% off. Get a $30 voucher for North Carolina State Emissions and Safety Inspection available today for only $15. Do you dread having to deal with your car's annual emissions and safety inspection? With today's Our Local Deal, Juergens Top Notch Automotive in Carrboro will take care of it for half off. Let Juergens take some of the stress off you and your wallet. It's half off the regular inspection price from Juergens Automotive, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
740 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Steve Deere. In Carrboro the other day, I met with a fellow executive director of a local, small, progressive nonprofit that provides advocacy and public education on a controversial, often volatile issue. We have a number of such groups located in our town, though many cannot even afford to rent office space. I learned that my friend's fairly well-known organization has been struggling to make ends meet. really sacrificing. That means that my executive director friend is the one sacrificing the most, working 3 hours for every hour my friend is paid. On top of that, the hardworking staff of this organization, past and present, have frequently received death threats at their offices and at their homes. Really scary stuff that I will not mention because children are hearing this. It's hard for me to shake what I heard from this leader who is working to reduce violence in our culture. We at People of Faith Against the Death Penalty, where I work in Carrboro, used to get a lot of hate mail. For years, a man stalked PFADP in our events. I once noticed him driving out of the dead-end dirt road we used to live on just outside of Carrboro. Thankfully, all we get now at PFADP are love letters. We haven't received a memorable piece of hate mail in a decade. If we're doing something wrong, I'll keep it that way. There have been no executions in North Carolina in 7 years, thanks to many people and groups, and every year, another state repeals the death penalty. Please give generously to the groups working here in North Carolina and nationally on issues that you care about. Progressive state-level advocacy groups in particular need our support. If you see that they have only one or two staff people or are entirely run by volunteers, I guarantee you every dollar you give them will be much needed and appreciated because chances are they're making a lot of personal sacrifices to nonviolently fight the good fight. They may be even risking their lives to do so. This is Steve Deere.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
68 degrees, 742 at WCHL. Because of the long conversation we had with Charlie Tuggle just a little while ago about the whole Rashad McCants UNC basketball situation, we did not get a chance to hear from Art Chansky. Let's find out what he has to say about this whole situation now.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Who, what, and why of the Rashad McCants brouhaha? This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Rashad McCants' exclusive interview with ESPN has thrown gasoline on the fire of the UNC academic scandal. But while McCants claims that he did this or didn't do that, and Roy Williams knew everything, with the sizzle of the story, the substance is based on questions about McCants himself. Who is Rashad McCants, a former troubled basketball player at UNC who was in and out of controversy as well as Williams' doghouse for the 3 years he was here? Remember, this is the kid who likened playing college basketball to being in jail and then had to apologize to everyone for saying it. Is he creditable? What did McCants say? Basically an embellishment of the AFM story from day one with the bullet point that his former head coach had to know. My guess is that Williams knows the majors of every one of his players, from Tyler Zeller, the academic All-American, to knuckleheads like McCants. All Roy said that he knows about independent study courses, a.k.a. paper classes, and heard that many of those produce very good work. People are getting their panties in a wad over athletes taking so many AFM classes. Well, AFM was their major. Shouldn't they be taking most of their courses in their major? The issue was not so many AFM classes as so many easy classes, and that's on Julius Nyangoro. And why did McCants do all this? Well, there are rumors that he and his father were mad at Williams because the coach couldn't get Rashad hooked up with another NBA team. Is that Roy's fault that McCants is considered such damaged goods that no team wants to touch him? Go sign with the D-League and prove you still have the talent and character for the NBA. That's what PJ did. Well, most likely McCants is being paid for telling his version of the story. There was growing speculation within the upper echelon of college athletics that an orchestrated movement exists, backed by some big money that wants to bring down the NCAA, to enlist any and all high-profile people on that side of the conflict, to go public and keep the spotlight on the issues of athletes not getting paid and not getting the education that was promised with their scholarships. It makes sense. I don't think Rashad McCants woke up one day last week and decided to call ESPN and offer his story to Outside the Lines. Having such an attack of conscience doesn't really fit his profile, now does it? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Limited time to pack up and move out? At the UPS Store, we have everything you need to help make your move quicker and easier. For a limited time, we're offering 25 to 50% off moving supplies, including four different size moving boxes, dish pack boxes with divider inserts, wardrobe boxes with hangers, packing peanuts, bubble wrap, and packing tape. To learn more about how we can help you with all of your packing and shipping needs, stop by the UPS Stores on Fordham Boulevard, in Meadowmont, and in Chapel Hill North.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
747 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Well, as we see every time or every day at this time, we see traffic picking up a bit as people are trying to get off to work. Some people might be trying to get home, actually, but just keep that in mind. But right now, things are moving fairly smoothly as traffic does pick up here. 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road seeing some slight delays. 15501 southbound between I-40 and Ephesus Church Road also seeing some delays. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing some minor to moderate delays as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Crown Honda of South Point. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers this morning. We had some rain overnight. It's still kind of wet out there. We also have a 20% chance for showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, so kind of a muggy day. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, still 20% chance of rain and the low around 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a bigger chance of rain, about 30%, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow in the low 90s. 749 at WCHL. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Rand Northam is here this morning with the word of the day. How in the world do you substitute for Wayne Pond? It's not possible.
Not possible at all.
But you can at least, well,
I'll try to aim in that direction.
I was going to say you could sit in his chair, but he doesn't sit in that chair. Usually with us on the phone, and that's who knows, right. He's walking around in his underwear in the kitchen or something. I don't know.
It's not much different from when he was working here.
Right. Well, Wayne
at least
always,
from what I've been told, I was not around.
Yeah, me too. Wayne usually has the word of the day for us on WCHL, and today Rand has decided to come up with a word. So
that's right.
What do you got?
Well, today we have strident. Strident. S-T-R-I-D-E-N-T. Mm-hmm. It is an adjective, and it is defined as making or having a harsh sound, grating or creaking. So the insect may have been strident, or the hinges could be strident if they're not greased well. S-T-R-I-D-E-N-T is making or having a harsh sound, grating or creaking.
Creaking?
Creaking, yes.
Hmm.
Not like a flowing river creaking, but...
So that would not really apply to Dick Vitale, for example.
Happy birthday.
He doesn't creak.
Dick?
Yeah, happy birthday, Dick Vitale.
That's right.
He is 75 years old today, by the way.
Still rolling.
Get a T.O., baby! I said that earlier.
Yes, you did.
And it wasn't creaking then either. So, at any rate, that is our word of the day. on WCHL. Brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it, figure all that. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers, because that's how we roll. All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
751.
WCHL, it's Ron Stutz, along with Lauren Stafford, the award-winning South African Flash.
Self-awarded award. I gave my own award to myself just for getting out of bed every morning and getting to work on time.
That's worth some kind of prize.
Sometimes.
I know that.
2 out of 3 days.
Well,
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I'm awake here, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah, sometimes I kind of drift off when Wayne Pond calls in with a word.
Thank goodness he calls it and he doesn't see it. He can't tell anyway. The magic of radio.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
sorry,
it really
Wayne.
Doesn't matter what's going on this side. As long as it sounds good out there, then we're doing our job.
Well, I know Wayne's still listening, so that's why I said that.
Oh, yeah,
just
exactly.
Pick on him a little.
Sorry, Wayne. We love you. Yeah. All right. All right.
Wouldn't go that far.
We like you a lot. There you go. Okay.
There you go.
There you go. A man hasn't been feeling well, so he goes to his doctor for a complete checkup. Afterward, the doctor comes out with the results. I'm afraid I have some very bad news, the doctor says.
Uh-oh.
You're dying, and you don't have much time left.
Whoa.
Oh, that's terrible, says the man. How long have I got? The doctor says, 10. The man replies, 10? 10 what? Months? Weeks? What? The doctor then says, 9.
This is the final countdown. Everything is an 80s rock song.
Oh, really.
Boy, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
Thanks.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Bruce Cairns is today's WCHL hometown hero. Dr. Cairns is the new faculty chair at Carolina, or will be officially on July 1st. He's incredibly busy already as a professor of surgery and longtime director of the North Carolina J.C. Byrne Center at Carolina. These are tough times at the university for a variety of reasons that we all know. Why does Dr. Cairns want to serve as UNC faculty chair?
I think it's more a matter of service. And we have fantastic faculty, and we have a wonderful Office of Faculty Governance. It's how the business of the faculty get done. This is a very important time for the university, and it's also a very exciting time. We've had a lot of great program growth, but we have some challenges, and I would submit the greatest challenge we have is budget and governance, our relationship with the General Assembly and the Board of Governors, and how we're going to implement some of the policies from the strategic plan, as well as how we're going to recruit and retain the best faculty.
Dr. Cairns is a Chapel Hill guy. He grew up here, went to Chapel Hill High School, and as a student there, remembers buying jelly from the J.C. to support the opening of a brand new burn center at North Carolina Memorial Hospital. Certainly, he couldn't know what an important part of his life that wonderful burn center would be. He got his surgical training at the university and joined the UNC faculty in 2000.
I think that the challenges that you face in everyday life and stress can really prepare you for these larger issues. I am a physician first, and so the dedication to the profession and the humility associated with that while we're making these tough decisions is really important. And I've learned a lot over the years. Well, I hope I've learned about how to interact with people and keep the conversation civil while we discuss the most challenging problems.
These are really tough times as far as the budget is concerned at UNC. That's a major concern for Bruce Cairns.
We have some really talented people, and they've been quite successful. So while others have struggled, Carolina has thrived. I think that story is very important for people to hear. We've done so in these increasingly austere conditions. We need to make sure, though, that we support the faculty and particularly the new faculty, junior faculty, so that they can develop their skills and then become the entrepreneurs and innovators of the future.
He becomes UNC faculty chair the 1st of July. Thank you for all the work you've done already, and thanks for being willing to serve. Dr. Bruce Cairns, today's WCHL hometown hero.
It's an honor to be a member of the faculty and to be elected faculty chair.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Saturday, June 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix,
cast member of Moonshiners, featured on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on!
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Spring is here, and you know what that means. Summer is right around the corner. You definitely want to look and feel your best, so Jersey Mike's Subs invites you to eat healthy with our 99% fat-free turkey, a delicious low-fat choice that's loaded with lean protein and great flavor, piled high with fresh onions, lettuce, and tomatoes, and served on our store-baked white or wheat bread. Eating one is a fantastic way to feel good about yourself. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
Have you heard we got a great contest going on right now, and you better hurry if you want to get entered into it. It is to pay tribute to your dad or whoever serves as a father figure in your life. 757 at WCHL. Now the details.
As we wrap up celebrating our May month of moms, it's time to start something special for our Orange County fathers. The ChapelBorough.com Father's Day Photo Contest has begun. Submit a photo with you and your dad doing what you do best for a chance to win. Whether it's on a hike, on a trip, at the ballpark, or just on the couch laughing together, submit your photos to the Father's Day Photo Contest on Chapel Borough's Facebook page. The picture with the most votes will win an awesome prize pack. You have until June 11th to enter your photos before the voting begins. So visit Facebook.com/ChapelBorough.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
The Kennedy Dental Group has been practicing in Chapel Hill for more than 20 years and prides itself on being a community-based business. Dr. Jeff Kennedy encourages everyone to enjoy one of the walking trails behind their new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street, across from Eastgate Shopping Center. The Kennedy Dental Group not only cares about your oral health, but your overall well-being, and is happy to make their ecological environment accessible to all citizens of Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Park for free behind their offices and enjoy the surroundings.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's 50% off. Get a $30 voucher for North Carolina State Emissions and Safety Inspection available today for only $15. Do you dread having to deal with your car's annual emissions and safety inspection? With today's Our Local Deal, Juergen's Top Notch Automotive in Carrboro will take care of it for half off. Let Juergen's take some of the stress off you and your wallet. It's half off the regular inspection price from Juergen's Automotive, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at Our Local Deal.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. 68 degrees, partly sunny, slight chance of showers this morning, and then a slight chance of rain in the afternoon as well. Maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow a really hot, muggy day, high in the low 90s. Still that big chance of rain. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham is right next to New Hope Commons on the Chapel Hill side of Durham. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at Dickies.com. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Las Vegas ambush.
It's a tragic day. It's a very, very difficult day.
Pakistan airport attack.
10 gunmen opened fire with machine guns and threw grenades.
Tracy Morgan's recovery.
Doctors say he's more responsive.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Two policemen having lunch yesterday in Las Vegas. It turned out to be their last meal.
What precipitated this event, we do not know. My officers were simply having lunch when the shooting started.
Sheriff Doug Gillespie says one was shot in the back of the head. The other was shot and managed to return fire. Both died.
They just shot him, and then we were just trying to hide under the table.